Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Patriots head to Minneapolis today for the start of Super Bowl week. And a looming question is, will tight end Rob Gronkowski be cleared to play in the big game? He did practice with the team on Saturday and again yesterday, his first practices since suffering a concussion in the AFC Championship. And the growing concern about head injuries in the NFL does not seem to be affecting interest in the game. More than 100 million football fans are expected to tune in and watch the Patriots and Eagles play for the Lombardi Trophy Sunday night. WBUR's sports and society reporter Shira Springer takes a closer look.
Boy, that's a, oh my goodness, blow to the New England Patriots if he cannot play the rest of this game.
That's what television viewers heard after Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski left the AFC Championship game with a concussion. It happened near the end of the first half. Viewers saw a slow-motion replay of the helmet-to-helmet hit that caused the head injury. Then, a camera zoomed in for a close-up of Gronkowski's dazed and confused face. Another camera followed Gronkowski's unsteady walk to the locker room. After that, it was back to the game.
Dwayne Allen has come in. It tied in as Brady goes deep.
On average, during the NFL regular season, there's one concussion per game. But seeing players suffer brain injuries on any given Sunday doesn't seem to have driven away football fans. In a WBUR poll conducted earlier this month, NFL fans in Massachusetts were asked if news about concussion dangers changed their football viewing habits. 91% said concussion news didn't change how much football they watched. And that makes the people who were polled a lot like the fans going to a recent Bruins game at the Garden and stopping by the Patriots Pro Shop. Not even Gronkowski's concussion had changed their thinking.
Because I just feel like in certain jobs, like, you're going to get hurt.
Says Jesse Lutz of Hudson.
If you work construction, like, you know, there's a chance you're going to get hurt every day. And, like, they play football and there's a bigger chance they're going to get hurt every day and you get hit in the head. That's why they wear helmets. And obviously he didn't go back in the game like they knew he got messed up. Didn't change my sports fandom at all.
For Chris Federico of Stoughton, it's the player protests, not player concussions, that sometimes leave him wondering whether he wants to watch football.
I certainly see some hits where they're really cringeworthy, I guess. But these guys are voluntarily doing this on their own. This is the career they've chosen. I'd rather just watch and be entertained by watching football than have it become political.
During the 2017 regular season, NFL ratings were down 9.7%, according to numbers tracked by Nielsen. Still, in 2017, football games accounted for 20 of the 30 highest-rated TV shows. But for head injury researchers and people like Chris Nowinski, it's never been about changing viewing habits. Nowinski is CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation, and he wants to raise awareness and make football safer. Based on anecdotal evidence, he sees attitudes toward football changing.
People do tell me that they're not as excited to watch football because they can no longer enjoy the big hits like they used to. And, you know, a handful of people tell me that they've just stopped watching because it's just not for them. It's like watching a slow motion car accident. But for the most part, I mean, most people love their football.
For more anecdotal evidence, Nowinski mentions how some broadcasters have declined football assignments and are now covering other sports. These reporters know that when it comes to the players,
down the road, some percentage of them are going to really struggle neurologically because of what happened on the field.
That kind of awareness may help explain the most surprising result from WBUR's poll. 73% of those polled want to see more government regulation at the youth football level. 72% want to see it at the high school level. 56% at the NFL level. Dale Devonshire of Brockton grew up with football, rooting first for the Eagles and now for the Patriots. She favors any rule changes that could reduce the number of concussions in the NFL.
You're a fan and you feel like you know these people. There is a concern that their post-football life would not be as rich as it could be because of the injuries that they suffered. And that's sad.
Does it change your viewing habits? Does it make you ever have second thoughts about being a football fan, being an NFL fan?
No, I'm afraid it doesn't.
It's the same for many sports fans who can't wait for the Super Bowl, and for Patriots fans who hope Rob Gronkowski will be back on the field. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.